The Fat Man in the Red BMW Convertible. There have been several points in my life, among them just before I was fired from True San and just before I escaped the United States to avoid taking an Uzi into McDonald's, at which I saw my future as another fat man in a midlife crisis BMW. I simply looked at those who were 15 to 20 years ahead of me on the same track, whether a director of sales or an entrepreneur in the same industry, and it scared the hell out of me. It was such an acute phobia, and such a perfect metaphor for the sum of all fears, that it became a pattern interrupt between myself and fellow lifestyle designer and entrepreneur Douglas Price. Doug and I traveled parallel paths for nearly 5 years, facing the same challenges and self-doubts, and thus keeping a close psychological eye on each other. Our down periods seemed to alternate, making us a good team. Whenever one of us began to set our sights lower, lose faith, or accept reality, the other would chime in via phone or email like an AA sponsor. "Dude, are you turning into the bald fat man in the red BMW convertible?" The prospect was terrifying enough that we always got our asses and priorities back on track immediately. The worst that could happen wasn't crashing and burning. It was accepting terminal boredom as a tolerable status quo. Remember, boredom is the enemy, not some abstract failure. Correcting course. Get unrealistic. There is a process that I have used, and still use, to reignite life or correct course when the fat man in the BMW rears his ugly head. In some form or another, it is the same process used by the most impressive NR I have met around the world. Dreamlining. Dreamlining is so named because it applies timelines to what most would consider dreams. It is much like goal setting, but differs in several fundamental respects. 1. The goals shift from ambiguous wants to defined steps. 2. The goals have to be unrealistic to be effective. 3. It focuses on activities that will fill the vacuum created when work is removed. Living like a millionaire requires doing interesting things and not just owning enviable things. Now it's your turn to think big. Q&A. Questions and Actions. The existential vacuum manifests itself mainly in a state of boredom. Viktor Frankl, Auschwitz survivor and founder of Logotherapy, Man's Search for Meaning. Life is too short to be small. Benjamin Disraeli. Dreamlining will be fun, and it will be hard. The harder it is, the more you need it. To save time, I recommend using the automatic calculators and forms at www.4hourworkweek.com as you complete the following steps. 1. What would you do if there were no way you could fail if you were 10 times smarter than the rest of the world?